Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chairman, it would be helpful to me if you could yield me 2 minutes. You may not like what I have to say, but...
In the spirit of comedy, I yield to my ranking member 2 minutes for his use.
I thank the chairman and thank him for his leadership through this process. America's two largest farm organizations, the American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union, that don't often agree, both asked us to oppose this bill, and I ask unanimous consent to submit their letters for the record. The idea of splitting this bill is a brainchild of the conservative groups like Club for Growth, Americans for Prosperity, and Heritage Action. Ironically, now that they split the bill, they don't support it. So I ask unanimous consent to submit their letters and statements in the record.
Without objection.
You know, I spent 4 years working on dairy policy, and I lost the vote on the floor here on that dairy policy, and that was not an easy thing for me to swallow. And in spite of that, I was going to vote for the bill, and I did vote for the bill. What I don't get is that you guys over there have people that have put amendments on this bill that were successful in amending this bill, and then they vote against it. You know, I don't get how we're going to get a bill done in this place when you've got that kind of a situation going on. You know, but I'll say this, that we're willing, in spite of everything that's happened, to try to work this out somehow or another through this process. I'm not sure how it's going to work. I'm not sure if you've got the votes where we're going to end up. But we have stood ready to work with you. I think you know that, Mr. Chairman. And I believe we had the votes to get this done if we would have just taken that Sutherland Amendment out, but it didn't happen. So let's finish this up, move ahead, and hopefully, you know, I had the first hearing on this when I was chairman, April 21st, 2010. And I am sick and tired of working on this bill. So let's get this thing over with. And I yield back.
Gentleman's reminded to address the remarks to the chair, not to other members of the body. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Oklahoma.
Mr. Speaker, I believe I have the right to close.
The gentleman's recognized to close.
Mr. Speaker, how much time do I have left?
The gentleman has 16 minutes remaining.